Kansas casino revenue rises in November with strong slot performance. Kansas casinos posted modest revenue gains in November, led by Kansas Star Casino. Kansas's commercial gaming sector recorded a 2.8% year-over-year increase in total revenue for November 2025, rising from $35.3 million in November 2024 to $36.2 million, according to the November 2025 revenue report from the Kansas Racing and Gaming Commission. The largest individual jump came at Kansas Star Casino near Mulvane, which reported a 6.7% increase in monthly revenue to $14.6 million. Kansas Star's growth was driven largely by electronic gaming machines, EGMs, which produced $12.4 million in revenue for the month, up 9.4% from the prior year. Table game revenue at the property declined 6.5% to $2.1 million, underscoring the continuing national tilt towards slots and other EGM formats. Hollywood Casino and Resort in Kansas City also posted gains, with total November receipts rising 2.6% to $14.6 million. Its EGM segment climbed 4.5% to $13.2 million, while table games lagged, falling 12.7% to $1.4 million. Kansas Crossing Casino in Pittsburgh reported a 2.7% increase to $3.4 million overall, driven by a 2.7% rise in EGM revenue even as table game taking slid 22.9% to $194,348. Boot Hill Casino in Dodge City was the only operator to report a year-over-year decline in November, with total revenue down 9.9% to $3.6 million. The downturn was concentrated in its EGM pool, which fell 11.3% to $3.3 million. Table games were the lone bright spot at Boot Hill, up 3.9% to $370,642. Across the state, EGMs were the primary growth engine in November, rising 4.4% from $30.8 million to $32.1 million. Table games, by contrast, posted a statewide decline of 8.7%, slipping from $4.5 million to $4.1 million. The split echoes a broader U.S. pattern in which electronic gaming continues to outperform table segments as operators prioritize promotions, loyalty programs, and high-yield floor space for slots. What operators and analysts say? Industry practitioners and analysts read the November numbers as a continuation of established trends rather than a sea change. The data from Kansas mirror what we're seeing in regional markets nationwide. Players are gravitating to EGMs and digital hybrids because of convenience, variety, and promotional incentives, said Mark Reynolds, senior analyst at Spectrum Gaming Group. Operators who invest in their electronic floor and digital engagement tools are seeing quicker returns than those that focus mainly on live table inventory. That dynamic is reshaping short-term revenue mixes and influencing capital allocation decisions for 2026. A spokesperson for the Kansas Racing and Gaming Commission noted the monthly figures remain an important regulator metric for oversight and taxation. Monthly revenue reports provide transparency and help the commission monitor market health and ensure compliance across operators, the spokesperson said. We continue to work with licensees on responsible gaming measures and financial reporting standards as the market evolves. Local market conditions also play a role. Properties near population centers or with integrated resort amenities tend to outperform smaller regional facilities, while macroeconomic factors such as consumer disposable income and tourism flow into Kansas and neighboring states influence month-to-month volatility. Regulatory and market notes. The Kansas Racing and Gaming Commission's monthly reports feed state tax forecasting and municipal planning. For operators, the November results may inform staffing and promotional strategies ahead of the traditionally busier winter and spring periods. Looking ahead to 2026, operators will likely emphasize EGM product refreshes and loyalty program enhancements to capture spend from both local patrons and visitors to the Wichita and Kansas City metro areas. While table game declines in November were notable, analysts caution against interpreting a single month as determinative. Table games still matter for customer retention and high-limit play, but they are evolving, Reynolds said. Expect continued investment in premium table experiences, while the broader floor shifts toward EGM innovation and integrated digital offers.